I'll tell you what. We're talking about all this stuff. Let's bring in a real quarterback expert and see if this guy, my buddy Sean Salisbury, loves Trey Lance as much as I do. That isn't the first thing we're going to ask him, obviously, because we're bringing on our old friend Sean Salisbury. And we'll first ask Sean, how are you doing? How are you doing down there?
Well, guys, I'm doing great. Sandy, Orlando, it's great to be on with you. I'm doing awesome, you know, rolling along in these crazy times.
Yeah.
And really count my blessings because I know people have it worse. We went through that freeze, and yep. We're making it through. We got some resilient folks here and people making it through COVID, and I hope you guys are well, too. And I'm always grateful to be on with you guys. I've missed you guys this fall, and I'm grateful to be back on with you, Orlando, and Sandy. You guys are the best. So thanks for having me on. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to this quarterback discussion. Seems like we've been having that a lot over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, exactly, right? And it's only going to as you get closer and closer to the draft, it's only going to be more and more. So, Sean, right, let's dive right into it. Like, what do you think about the quarterback class? Obviously, there's Trevor Lawrence at the top. Sandy loves Trey Lance, but what do you think about these quarterbacks? Should the Broncos be looking to the draft to get better at this position this year?
Listen, isn't it amazing, guys, how quickly and quite how impatient we all are, right? Even like in Miami. Tua started 9 games.
Right.
I mean, we are so, like, instant gratification. We want everybody to be number 15 in Kansas City, right?
Yep.
Well, there's one of those guys, right? But it is. We've grown to the point. And I haven't, you guys, Sandy, and you've heard me say this with you for years, and Orlando when I was on with you guys all the time last year, is that I don't have a problem playing a rookie. Play him, let's go. Tua started 9 games, and there's people in Miami that, oh, well, he can't play. Well, if we went by that philosophy, then Baker Mayfield wouldn't be the quarterback in Cleveland, and
correct.
Josh Allen wouldn't have made it through his first 2 years.
That's true. If the standards were that high.
But I'm not comparing Drew Lock. Listen, I still think Lock can be a player. I think he can. I don't think he's going to be a guy that we're going to say he's been to 8 Pro Bowls in 10 years.
No.
They're still looking. They're still looking for that guy. That's no disrespect to him. Do I think there are better players that they could go get or what have you? Yes. The key is, does John and this football team think that one more year with good receivers and in a system that they can elevate? We'll see. I don't know. Listen, and Orlando, you make a great point. Guys are going to rise and fall in a pair of shorts and T-shirt in people's mind and speculation and hot take shows all over the country by not doing anything in the next 2 months. So that being said, this quarterback class, one is the guy at the top needs no, we know how good he is. He's a big, strong, physical. He's not only potential, but the production says this guy's just off the charts good. My favorite second quarterback is Zach Wilson. Now, I trained a kid in Pro Bowl. You saw BYU, who's younger. And I had the privilege of not only training him, but I was watching. I was on the field with Zach Wilson in their field house last year a couple different times. Got to talk to him. We talked football. I watched him work while I'm working my guy. And I thought, this guy, there's something unique about him. And Sandy and Orlando, I'm talking about confidence everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know we're not talking about Denver's going to have to go up higher to get a guy like that, but
I'm just kind
of quickly breaking this down. So I love his magic. He's energetic. He's what we look for now, a guy who can move, throw from the pocket, little sidearm, shut, you know, all those things that we're saying, wow, he's got that in him when we start to compare. I think Zach Wilson is going to be a really, really good player. Now, if he goes to the Jets and they get these assets in, they start to be in Robert Saleh. Wherever he goes, you're going to love Zach Wilson. And he's got high football IQ. And he knows he's a good player. I mean, without being an error, he knows he's a good player. And he permeates. I got Trey Lance third.
Thank you.
To answer your question, listen, 2 years ago, the ball didn't hit the ground. And it didn't hit anybody else's hands. The only reason we're probably not even bragging out loud more about this kid is because he was, didn't have a one game this year.
Right.
North Dakota State, we didn't get it. So we didn't get to see enough of him. We're recency biased. We saw a lot of fields, at least for half a season.
Right.
We know
right.
Lawrence has been in our living room for 3 straight years.
Right.
And Zach Wilson's the new. Hey, don't we have one of these guys every year?
Zach Wilson's new hot thing.
This is the new guy. We're excited. Oh, this guy flashed on the screen. What kind of player is he? Trey Lance is big, athletic, and here's what I love about him. Accurate. He's a great urgent decision maker.
Where were you on third? Okay, you have Trey Lance third. Where were you on Paxton Lynch when he was coming out? Let me just see where you.
My second quarterback in the draft. My second quarterback in that draft was Dak Prescott.
Okay. Okay, I'm more inclined to listen to you.
Who are the quarterbacks out there? Was it Goff, Lynch, right? Is that the same draft?
That was 16. That was the year before.
Okay, well, who was in Lynch's draft again? And I can tell you exactly where I had him.
We'll get our guy Scott to help. We'll come back to that.
He was the second quarterback drafted. And I'm blanking on
trying to. But I had Paxton Lynch. I thought he'd go. Listen. I've come to the point that at quarterbacks that are 6'7" and higher, I wouldn't draft one. Too many moving parts. Sandy, I think we discussed that. So yep. I think we all thought Paxton Lynch was going to be a better player, but I did not have him second. I had him either third or fourth, and I can't remember, but I know I raved about Dak Prescott. I did it on my show, and I got that on record, and I thought that Prescott.
Oh, you told us that. You told us that.
Yes, I loved
it. Because the Broncos had some interest until he missed a flight.
Right. He was a pro guy. I thought he had the pro, and I still believe Dak Prescott's a franchise quarterback. So I think Trey Lance. Now, listen, this is a lot of crapshoot. 3 years from now, we could say three of these cats aren't any good, and two of them are really good, and one's out of the league or what have you. So I got Trey Lance. And I think Mac Jones is more accurate, and his anticipation is great, and what a fast riser in 1 year. But and Justin Fields, to me, is a wild card because I love his size. I love if you're saying if he plays like he did against Clemson, I don't like ifs. Sandy, I've told you this for years too. When I got more ifs by a guy's name, I don't have a lot of ifs about Trevor Lawrence. I got a few ifs, but not many about Zach Wilson. Trey Lance, the ifs are going to be, have we seen enough? Are people still stuck on the small school thing? Or is he a flash? Is he going to be able to keep up with all this stuff? All these things. And you look at Fields and you say, damn, he's a monster. I think Justin Fields can be great. I think we have a chance to have five really good ones and a couple spectacular ones. But I go Lance, then Fields, then Mac Jones. I still need to see Mac Jones when he's not, you know, being protected by the best line in the country.
Right.
And he's got to deliver the ball. But I love Trey Lance. I think he is he's worth a top 10 pick to me. I would take that chance. I think there's probably four guys you pick in the top 10, maybe a fifth one.
Oh, maybe
five. Trey Lance getting to the right system with the right players. And if you're on a bad team, play him right now. Let's go right now.
As usual, you were right the first time. Goff was number one, Wentz was number two, and Lynch was number three.
I had Wentz first.
Okay.
Dak Prescott second. And then I think I had Goff third and Paxton Lynch fourth. I thought Dak Prescott was a steal, in the fourth round? I thought it was a mistake because I know he'd fallen off a little his last year, but I loved his body type and his thick lower half with his legs, and I don't think I missed on that. I think Dak Prescott's going to make $40 million a year.
Mm. Sean, what do you see out of Drew Luck? You know, if he ends up being the guy, if the Broncos are not able to get a quarterback, they don't get to trade for Deshaun Watson. What do you see out of Drew Luck? Do you think that
from a distance watching his games, and you guys are around him and everything every day and his play? First of all, I thought it was odd that when one of the receivers talking about Deshaun Watson when he's on the same franchise as his quarterback on his building.
Yeah.
It was a little weird to me, but that's for them to handle, not me. There's an inconsistency with continued accuracy. I think the great ones every single week. Let me put it this way. I don't go into every week with Drew Lock, and I think he can be a good player. Big, strong arm, all that. I don't go into every week like I would with Breeze, like the Breezes or the Rodgers. I think they're going to perform every week, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That somehow, some way, if something doesn't fall, if something's not working, I believe that Rodgers or Watson or Wilson or those guys are going to find other ways to win. And I think Drew Lock has spectacular big play ability in him. I think he lacks consistency right now to be an 11 or 12 game winner.
Yeah.
And I probably don't trust him enough when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
To rally around. And can he win? I don't know if he can win games for me going 9 out of 24 and still find a way to win. And I haven't seen that yet from him. So the inconsistency, I don't know if we're ever going to see him be a 68, 69% guy, and that concerns me.
He's not even a 60% guy right now. And
that's
don't
right.
we all agree
right.
you have to be a 60% guy, at least 60% to have any shot. We don't want to bury the lead anymore. You're down there. What the heck's going on with Watson and the Texans? We hear different rumors all the time. We trust the people in Houston, and you're one of them.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys, and Sandy and Orlando, and real quick about Locke. Yeah, if you're hovering, it's like Cam Newton, right? And I'm not comparing the two. Cam hovers around 60, 58, 61, 60, and yeah. There'll be the aberration once in a while. And he'll make big plays, but sometimes 22 or 25 one week, and then the next week you're like, you're 49.7%.
Yeah.
You can't win long-term. You got to. I'll be honest with you. You got to hit me more singles than Grand Slam home runs as an NFL
right.
quarterback.
Right.
They do. Brady's
right.
and Brees. You do. So with this, what's going on down here, Sandy, it's the same stuff that's been talked about. They say, I can get on all the dysfunction. It'd take us 2 hours to talk about
yeah.
Easterby and Cal McNair, just on Watson and stuff. Listen, you spend your whole career as a GM, a head coach, and an owner trying to do one thing. Find that guy. So find Watson.
Yeah.
He's a great human being, a great kid, character guy, and a great, I'm telling you, if he was on the Kansas City Chiefs this year, and I think Mahomes for the next 10 years is the best asset in football. Maybe in sports.
Yeah.
For the next 10 years, Watson over the next 7 to 10 years is the second best asset at quarterback, and Allen a close third. You can mix and match. If you like Allen more, fine. But Watson's in that conversation. If Watson's a quarterback in Kansas City this year, they're in the Super Bowl. He gets them there with that talent. He's a 12-4, 13-3 guy on that team this year. I'm just telling you, he's that good. What he did on this team, and still going 4-12 is nothing short of spectacular. They couldn't tackle me. So what's going on is the talk that he's getting traded. Everybody's got to trade the 3-1s in McCaffrey or 2-1s, two players and a second rounder.
Right.
None of them are to my liking because if you're going to take Watson, I'm going to have to gut punch and dismantle your franchise. It's going to have to hurt you.
Yes.
To get Watson because I'm going to lose the guy that I got to go turn around and replace. So now if it's so fractured, I'd try everything I could to fix it, Sandy. In
yeah.
Orlando, but
yeah.
if you can't, you got to start to go. But I wouldn't listen to anybody that didn't give me 3-1s,
yep.
a 2, and a starter like McCaffrey or something.
At least.
Before we even go anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It may be 4-1s, a second rounder, and a starter. I'm not listening to anything else because I already got the guy everybody's looking for on my franchise. The question is, will he want to play here, and can you fix it, or do you play hardball with him? But this is a fabulous quarterback, and we got him. But it appears here the talk, even though they say they're not fielding trades, is most believe he's going to be out, which
yeah.
I'm still struggling with because
yeah.
I just can't fathom anybody having a football IQ of about 4 to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean, last one for me because I refuse to let this Trey Lance thing just go because you just came on here and agreed with Sandy. He's been talking about Trey Lance for the last couple months.
Well, Orlando, let me interrupt. Why don't you like Lance? What is it you don't like?
North Dakota State. Going,
okay.
You talked
right.
about how accurate
really
he is.
Good.
Hold on, but you talk about how accurate it is. Sean, you've played in college. You played in the National Football League. You played in the CFL. You know that being accurate in college versus being accurate in the CFL or even the National Football League, that all three of those are different. All the accurate,
yep.
as far as accuracy from the quarterback and where you need to put that football. With a guy that hasn't played a ton of football, I'm just a little worried. I'm a little worried that he went to North Dakota State, the type of DBs that he was playing against. I'm just worried.
Orlando, I'm on your
Broncos
paper.
Sitting
listen,
at nine.
You don't need to apologize for that. You don't. And
I just want you to agree with me and not Sandy.
Yeah, yeah. accuracy and your concerns, now you're not going to talk me off Trey Lance being a guy that I really love, but you're also, you are. I'm in your church pew and sitting in your church when it comes to the accuracy issue. And here's real quick, and I know you guys got to go, is I always tell high school kids, you know, that are playing down here in Texas, when I'm training them. I got to train a kid today who's a freshman.
Right.
He looks exactly like Trevor Lawrence, 6, and he can rip it. But we're anticipation that windows are like 10 yards in high school, right?
Yep,
then you go to college, like at North Dakota, Ohio State, or Alabama, they may be smaller. He's throwing to 5-6 yard windows at North Dakota State a lot. He is.
Yep.
And when you get to the NFL, it's coffee can size windows.
Yep.
So the anticipation where you're throwing them open instead of waiting until they're open. And that, Orlando, will be a concern. And it will be, is he next level? Or is it just simply, he's only been doing it and he hasn't had a chance to, and he's going to prove everybody he's a mid-60s guy anyway, and he's an explosive talent with athleticism, and he can rip it and he can move. So he is what we like now, a guy who's athletic and could throw it. But, yes, the challenge for him will be the anticipation of better players, and can you make throws in windows that are so tight that you can't fit a fist through it, but you're going to have to fit a ball in there. I would agree 100%.
Well, we'll break on that note of agreement. Hey, Sean, it's great to have you back with us. Even greater that you reaffirmed what I was saying about Lance, and I don't know if you've seen it. I assume you have because you're on top of all this stuff. Kiper came out with the latest mock draft. And,
yep.
Right, and he had the Broncos trading back to 15, Patriots trading up and taking Lance, and, you know, it would be make me nervous. And you know, George Payton's new on the job. We have no idea what he thinks about any of this. That's yet to be determined, but I don't know if one of my first moves would be trading for Bill with Bill Belichick and having Belichick take a quarterback that a lot of us, not all obviously, think can be really, really good. That would make me nervous.
And if he does get Trey Lance and if Bill loves him that much, you know what would tell me? According to like how Mel Kiper had five guys going the first nine picks, and I did see it. It would tell me Bill knows something. Maybe I shouldn't do that if it is true, because meaning the other team, because he has, if he holds Lance in that high regard, I usually trust Bill more than I even would myself, because this is the best of the best of the best. So it's going to be interesting over the next 2 months of what he does, Lance, at his pro day and how he lights it up. Because you know this, it only takes one team to fall in love with you in those
first 10.
And, man, I love the way he throws the bang post. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I've missed you guys.
Well, we'll do it again.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it again soon for sure.
You know that. I love going on with you, and I hope that next year we get back to our weekly
visits. Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll get you back in the rotation. Great job, Sean. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon. There he goes. Sean Salisbury, magnificent, as always.